You can turn to Psalm 103. I'm going to look at the first five verses of the psalm. Nothing too deep, just some thoughts put together that I thought might be a blessing. And we'll proceed. I'm going to open with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we do thank you again for this time that we can open your word. Help us, Lord, to seek your truth from it. Teach us from it, Lord. And I pray, Father, that it would be a blessing to those that hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Title of my little devotional is Forget Not. This is a psalm that David wrote. I'm going to read the first five verses, then we'll go over them. And if you really want a blessing, read the whole psalm. There's many, many things in here. Mary Jean was telling me that this was her favorite psalm, and I'm beginning to think it might be mine too. So I'm going to read the first five verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? Psalm 103, 1 and 2. Oh, you notice one thing? Pastor has just little sheets, don't he? And he'll take them and he'll flip them. You notice when you get older, you have to have big sheets and big print? I was kind of chuckling to myself. I was thinking about that this afternoon. I was thinking, I hope everybody had a good day today. I was with a brother all day, and we had some good conversation, didn't we, Tom? We had a good day together, and I appreciate that. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. As I read these first two verses of this psalm, I thought to myself, do I bless the Lord with all that is within me, from the very inside of my soul? We can all ask ourselves that question. Myself, I would have to answer that question with no, I don't. I don't. I want to, but I must confess I hold back. This old flesh of mine can't raise to that level, at least not on its own. It is only by the Holy Spirit that you and I can bless the Lord as we ought to and worship him in spirit and in truth. In Isaiah 29:13, it says, Wherefore the Lord said, For as much as this people draw near with their mouth and with their lips to honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. And then in Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9, it says, Jesus said, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. David here says he blessed the Lord with his whole soul. Have you ever thought about that? The very inner man blessing the Lord. I've been doing a lot of thinking about that. I always thought I might be, but I don't think I am. I don't think I've fully come to that place where I give my all for the Lord. I have a lot of lip service. I do the right things, go through the right motions, but is my heart always where it should be? I don't think so. I need to really work a lot harder on that. With the Lord's help, I know he'll help me. When we worship the Lord, it can't be with just lip service and keeping with all the traditional things we have been taught by man. The Bible says it has to be with all our soul. I know that I want to. How about you? Something we must all ask ourselves is, what's holding me back? Sin, things, people, work, whatever it is, God wants our all. As Tom and I were driving along, I don't even remember what brought the subject up, but he said something that really, most men only want so much of God. He's right. We only want to go so far. And I don't fully understand it. I'm going to work on it and see if I can't get to where I need to be. But I know it's true. I've seen it. We're comfortable where we are. We don't want to go any further than that. But I think we should. I think that's where God wants us to be. All of our heart, all of our being for Him. Verse 2 of Psalm 103 says, "And forget not all his benefits." This is what I was getting to tonight, was the benefit part. What is a benefit? I can remember when I was working at the mill, we had benefits. We had vacations, floating holidays. We get a raise now and again. And we looked at that as benefits. But this isn't what God's talking about, really. A benefit, that word benefit means recompense or a reward. We are not to forget all that He has given us as rewards for our all. I like rewards, do you? I'll tell you this little story. I remember many years ago while I was working at the mill that each year a representative from United Way would come in. And they were allowed to show films. They would tell people of all the good works that they did, the many charitable organizations, and they did do a lot of good. So whoever contributed to their cause, the name would be put in a hat. And each year they had a drawing. Well, lo and behold, my name was picked. I still can't believe it, really. My name was drawn one year, maybe 25 years ago, and I won $2,500 prize. I was totally surprised, very happy, and have never forgotten it. It wasn't actually a reward, but more of a benefit for participating. The benefit or rewards we get from the Lord spoken of in Psalm 103:2 are of much greater value than $2,500. The prize money that I won was soon gone. I can remember exactly what I did with it. My wife can remember. I won't get into that, but she knows where it went. And it was gone quickly, and so there it goes. But the Lord's rewards that we're going to talk about here are eternal. And He doesn't want us to forget what he's given us. We are told not to forget. The next four verses list some of the things we should not forget. Let's remember that all of these things cost us nothing, but did cost the Lord everything. His death paid the price. Paid the full price when He died on the cross so that we could have these. Psalm 103 says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities?" The word iniquities means evil or sin. When we repent of our sin and ask Him to forgive us, He will. This forgiveness of sins may be the greatest things that we should never forget. Have you asked Him to forgive you? Part B of verse 3 says, "Who healeth all thy diseases." Does the Lord always heal diseases? No, not always. In this verse, He isn't talking about physical, but our spiritual afflictions. There can be no healing until the sins have been forgiven. Spiritual disease is the result of sin. We are healed from our sin when we trust Jesus as our personal Savior. He exchanges our sin for His righteousness. When God looks at us after salvation, we are as righteous as Jesus Himself. Never forget His forgiveness. Psalm 103:4 says, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness?" He has redeemed us from hell. Because of His great love for each of us, I will never fully understand His loving kindness for such a wretch as I. Never forget what He has redeemed us from, and never forget His loving kindness towards us. How could we forget that? Each and every day, I know I'm very thankful for what God did for me on that night back in June. I think it was June 6, 1989 when I accepted Him. It's been a total different life since then. I know He redeemed me from where I was headed. Now I know where I'm headed. It's going to be a much better place. The end of verse 4 says, "In tender mercies." Mercy is not getting what we deserve. If we all got what we deserved, it would be hell. There's nothing that we could ever do good enough or be good enough. No works, no money, no anything could buy our way to heaven. Only because of His mercy and grace can we ever get there. All of us deserve hell. Never forget His tender mercies. 103.5 says, "Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Some commentators say this verse is in the future, during the millennium, when Christ comes back to earth to reign. During this time, all the redeemed will have glorified bodies. Philippians 3:21 says, "Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able to subdue all things unto Himself." Someday we will be with Him forever, with new, glorious bodies. And I, for one, the older I get, the more I'm looking forward to that glorious body. Can't see like I used to. Certainly can't hear like I used to. And I don't think like I used to either. If you are saved and going to heaven, never forget these benefits. Please remember to thank Him every day. For those of you who would like to receive these benefits for yourself, call out to the One who can forgive your sins. He is faithful and true. He will save you from a fiery pit. You can live with Him forever in heaven if you will only believe. The remainder of Psalm 103 has many more things in it that we should never forget. When we go home tonight, or even tomorrow morning, why don't you read the rest of it? Just for an example, in verse 12 it says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from Him." He's forgotten them. Whatever I've done and I've asked for forgiveness, it's gone. It's amazing, really, how that works. But this whole psalm, it's all about do not forget. So please read the rest of it. Let's take a minute to just review the benefits the Lord spoken of in the first 5 verses. He's forgiven all of our iniquities. He healeth all thy spiritual diseases. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Satisfy thy mouth with good things. The Lord wants us to remember and forget not all His benefits. By doing so, I believe we will be able to do what Psalm 103:1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." May these words help us have a closer walk with Him, our Lord and Savior. So it's a short little devotional, just a few thoughts. I hope it'll be a help. Brother Nate.